for the action this morning. And let's wish now a Merry Christmas to Ken Gary. Good morning, Ken.
Well, we're sort of splitting it up, Jack. All of us are in here, but we work sort of short shifts today, so none of us are here for very long. Fairweather Charlie's gone for the morning. We'll have a lot of cloudiness over the region for today, some faint dim sunshine at times, and say highs of 38 to 45. There is a storm system passing by a well to the south of us, so we missed that one. For tonight, fair and cooler lows in the 20s, and tomorrow we'll look for the next storm system to come along from the west. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, highs in the 30s, and this next one probably won't miss us. Looks like a mix of snow and rain, probably mostly snow over inland areas, starting in the afternoon tomorrow. That may tend to change over to rain before it all ends late tomorrow night. Doesn't look like a huge storm, but it may be a bit of a bother, and that would be tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night for the region. Right now, cloudy skies across the region, not very cold, particularly compared to last year, when the wind chill factor seemed like it was 50 or 60 below zero at this hour on Christmas morning. Right now, the winds are quite light, maybe west 4 miles per hour, and the temperature and the comfort seems like maybe 90 degrees warmer. In Hartford now, 38.
I remember that. I was here last year at this time doing the same thing I'm doing now. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock, 8:01. It's official. Poland strongman says no one has died, no one has been locked up. With details now from TICFM News, here's John Elliott.
Thank you, Jack. I think I was here, same place, same station
yes,
last year.
We just do this once a year.
That's right. Government-run radio in Warsaw reported Thursday, Jack, that Polish miners were ending their strike at Silesia, and General Wojciech Jaruzelski made an official broadcast to the people of Poland last night. Correspondent Cameron Swayze was monitoring in London.
General Jaruzelski said that he had tried hard to avoid the imposition of martial law, but could not reach a compromise with Solidarity. He denied specifically that hundreds of people have been killed and thousands of others beaten and tortured in cold detention camps. Lies, said General Jaruzelski. He did acknowledge that there have been clashes between troops and Solidarity members, saying, quote, we wish that not one drop of blood be spilled, but it was not possible to avoid it. Jaruzelski said martial law would not last a second longer than necessary. He promised that some of the reforms won by Solidarity would survive and said Poland would not go on indefinitely under a military dictatorship.
A grim tale of jaws from California this morning. Robert Lazich telling us what may be the biggest white shark on record is being blamed for a death off the California coast. Bob?
The body of 24-year-old surfer Lewis Boren washed ashore 2 days after they found his surfboard with teeth marks. County Coroner Harvey Hilbin reconstructed what happened.
The shark lunged, of course, with its mouth open, and when it did, it just grabbed the object, which happened to be Mr. Boren lying on top of the surfboard, and it did the damage to the surfboard.
Hilbin says from the bite, they estimate the shark was more than 20 feet long and weighed 4,000 pounds.
Are you tired this morning? Does your wallet look empty? Did you dread another Christmas shopping spree? If so, you're one of millions of Americans who are all shopped out this morning. Sue Morris has a special report. Sue?
Christmas shopping is tiring, and some last-minute shoppers at the Hartford Civic Center shops had that unmistakable, footsore, weary look. I talked with one mother-daughter shopping team.
Look all shopped out. What did you buy for Christmas?
What did I buy? I bought a bracelet. A new bracelet, and I got some perfume and
powder,
and she's getting contacts. My daughter's getting contacts.
Are you all shopped out?
Yes, at this point I am, but I enjoy the season, don't you?
And this is Sue Morris wishing you a happy and restful holiday.
Thank you, Sue. The State Department of Consumer Protection reminds us that when it comes to children's presents, Christmas Day can quite often find the right child with the wrong toy. Department spokeswoman for the Product Safety Division, Lois Bryan, telling us that parents have a special responsibility today.
The problems aren't really with the toys anymore these days. The manufacturers are well aware of the hazards in certain types of toys and therefore address those at the manufacturing level. The problems come in when the toy is too advanced for the child. So I would say on that very first day, the parents should be supervising the child and watch how the child plays with the toy.
We'll take a break now for a message from the Christmastime folks at Middletown Ho 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 Toyota.
And what a feeling it is to drive a Toyota. And the place to get it? Middletown Toyota. Why? Because Middletown Toyota offers big savings for you. Save on any Toyota in their huge inventory. Choose from Tercels, sporty Celicas, Corollas or Coronas. Or check out the latest Toyota, the Starlet. It's small in size, but big on good looks and mileage too. An estimated 54 miles per gallon highway, your mileage may vary due to driver and conditions. Or how about a Toyota that's great for work or play? The Toyota Pickup. With four-wheel drive, it's ideal for off-the-road fun. Whatever you choose, you'll find when you buy from Middletown Toyota, you're not just getting a new car, you're getting professional service at a great price. So hurry into Middletown Toyota for a feeling you won't forget. Middletown Toyota, Route 66, Middletown.
Of course, Gary's saying this morning, oh, what a feeling to have the day off. Scanning Traveler's weather, Ken Gary tells us it'll be a cloudy Christmas day, a high of 42 today, fair tonight, low 28. Cloudy over tomorrow, a mixed bag of precipitation, starting off as just snow. In the afternoon tomorrow, a high of 36. For Cliff Sprague at Middletown Toyota, and from all of us at TICFM News, a very Merry Christmas. I'm John Elliott with jolly old Jack Mitchell, guest starring on The Gary Craig Show.
Oh, gee, thank you, John.
Oh.
Coming up just before your 8:30 edition, we're going to play your Christmas song one more time.
So. Okay.
Get your autograph paper ready to go, all right? Stevie Nicks and Don Henley.
Is love so-